This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Justin from Seattle is. Justin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Woo! I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
There are 3,600 of what in 1 hour?
Seconds.
Correct. What band has the hit songs Just Like This and Faith?
Pass.
When it comes to computers, what does RAM stand for?
Random access memory.
Correct. Chestnut and Kobayashi will compete in the ultimate hot dog eating competition streaming on Netflix titled Unfinished What?
Is this?
No.
Food?
No.
Hot dog?
No. Which planet in our solar system has the highest surface temperature?
Mercury.
No.
Saturn.
No.
Jupiter.
No. Who wrote Oliver Twist and Great Expectations?
Twist. Pass.
Dua Lipa's song Dance the Night is from what 2023 movie?
Barbie.
Yeah. Oh. Justin, if I was a betting girl, I would have totally lost thinking you would have not got that one correct, but I'm so glad you did, because instead of dropping a deuce, you got 3.
Yeah.
So
he's a Barbie girl. Barbie or guy. Girl.
In a Barbie world.
I'm a Ken.
You're just I won't say it, Steve's here. I don't want to give him any clues or any hints.
You wouldn't know that one.
Wow.
I hope he does, though. Now,
the guy who usually has my back is doubting me.
Yeah. No, just because I know you've talked trash about it before.
So. Oh, is it about Titanic?
Wow. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, good.
Something like that. Steve, are you ready?
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Oh, my gosh. Really leaning into it today.
Beat me.
There are 3,600 of what in 1 hour?
Minutes. No, seconds.
No. Seconds, yes. What band has the hit songs Just Like This and Faith?
All right, partner. It's Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
I'm trying to fire it
when
off.
It comes to computers, what does RAM stand for?
All right, partner.
Here we go.
Random access memory?
Yes. Chestnut and Kobayashi will compete in the ultimate hot dog eating competition streaming on Netflix titled Unfinished What?
Beef. And we're talking to Joey Chestnut today at 7:20, partner.
I'm so excited. Which planet in our solar system has the highest surface temperature?
Which planet? I'm going to go with Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Saturn?
No.
Mars?
No. Who wrote Oliver Twist and Great Expectations?
Charles Dickens?
Correct. Dua Lipa's song Dance the Night is from what 2023 movie?
Dance the Night Away?
No. That's the lyrics, though. Good job. Dance the Night.
Barbie?
Correct!
Yes!
Which biological term means without a spine?
What?
Which biological term means without a spine?
Spineless.
No.
Damn it.
That is not the biological term.
Such confidence, though.
Steve?
I heard a doctor say it once.
It doesn't matter, though, because you got 6 correct, which is double Justin's score, 6-3. Sorry, Justin.
Yeah. Enjoy that 69.
That's right. Thank you for helping me keep the 69. That will be the last time I say that to you, Justin, but thank you.
All right.
We're so impressed that you got Barbie.
That was just a guess.
All right.
Justin got it correct as well. And then he said he was just Ken, which is a great song from that movie.
Was he Knuff?
Steve!
He's seen the movie, hasn't he? Oh, I watched it last night.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, no, you don't need to watch the movie to know it.
I've never been so impressed, though, that you know that. Wow.
All right.
Okay. The only one that you both got incorrect, which planet in our solar system has the highest surface temperature?
No idea.
Clearly, it's Venus.
Oh.
It all makes sense now, doesn't it? Not really.
Nice work, Steve. Well,
congrats on winning.
Thank you.
We've partnered up with Mary's Place again this year to put brand new back-to-school sneakers on local kids in need. And Kicks for Kids is going down right now, but we really need your help. And any amount will help out Rockaholics. Thanks to all of your work, last year we were able to help out nearly 400 kids through Mary's Place, and the goal is $20,000 this year. How are we doing on donations, Steve?
We need work. We need some help. Come on, Rockaholics. Open up your wallets and donate if you can. Obviously, it's not often that we're begging for money, but we're begging for money because it's for the kids. You do it in the winter with Coach for Kids. We do it in the summertime going into school time with Kicks for Kids. And right now, any amount will help. And big thanks to Timothy Johnson. Just donated $100. That was really cool. Anonymous donation of $100 as well. And then Chris Alvarez also donated $100. $100 puts a brand new pair of sneakers on a teenager in need. $50 on a kid in need. Any amount helps, from $5 to $500. Whatever you can give. And of course, $69 to join the 69 Club. A very exclusive club, that is.
Oh, yes. Get all your info at KISW.com. And thanks so much for joining us for Kicks for Kids 2024. Yesterday, something happened at the DNC that had nothing to do with politics at all. So don't worry about that. But it will make you feel really old.
Real old.
What happened? You'll find out after Rush.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Last night was the Democratic National Convention, and something happened during the DNC that is going to make you feel old.
At least it made me feel old.
Migs, what happened?
I think it might make you feel old as well. Okay. I don't know. Maybe not Danny and Sarah, but we'll find out. So it was in Chicago. I was watching. I think it's still going on, to be honest with you. It just wouldn't stop. And I got to stand up and applaud for something right now. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just like, I feel like that could have been like an hour and a half if like the crowd would have stopped chanting and applauding. But I get it. It's like a big spectacle. But Steve Kerr, I don't know if you know him, but he's a basketball coach for the Golden State Warriors. Also is the coach for the U.S. Olympic team. So I think there's the tie-in as well. And, of course, I think the crowd's still chanting USA as well. It was just a crazy night of just chants. But that's just how all the Republican, Democratic, all the conventions that seems to be the case. But he said something that it was just a flippant remark and it was a joke, and he was kind of connecting to Chicago and the arena that they're in. But I was like, man, we are almost at this point. And it kind of made me feel real old. And he said this.
And as you guys know, a lot of good stuff has happened in this building, especially in the 90s. You young.
All right. So what do you think he's going to reference?
Ooh. Oh, God. I have no idea.
Chicago 90s.
Oh,
the Bulls.
Okay, what do you think, Sarah? Okay, good. What about you, Taryn?
All I can think, when I think of politics, I think of Monica Lewinsky. But I don't know.
It doesn't have to be about politics. It has nothing to do with politics.
The Bulls aren't political.
I have no idea.
I mean, I guess it's got to be something sports related.
Danny, you are correct.
You young people.
It could have been the Smashing Pumpkins. You just never know. They were popular in the 90s. That would have been a deep cut, though.
You young people, Google Michael Jordan and you can read all about it.
See, I know he's joking, but there is going to come a point where people are not going to know who, or not really be that familiar with Michael Jordan.
Didn't that one over there not know that that movie?
His name is Sarah.
Just Mike was literally about Michael Jordan.
First of all, the movie is called Like Mike. Thank you. And it is my favorite movie of all time.
But you didn't know that Michael Jordan was like the premise of why Mike is in the title?
No. I thought everyone was just trying to be little Bow Wow, who's the main character.
Cut her some slack. Up until 5 minutes ago. I have to. Up until 5 minutes ago, she had no idea what, when you said the DNC, she did not realize what that stood for.
You guys were saying, like, the DNC last night, and I was like, what did I miss? What's the DNC? So, you know.
Is this a new rap group?
Thanks to Google.
Jog DNC.
I figured out what it was, and I was like, oh, I missed something last night.
And it was super fun to watch her in these light bulb moments, because then she goes, oh, so that's RNC.
Well, because I was like, well, if that's the Democrat one, I was like, do they call the Republican one RNC? And you know, lo and behold, I Googled RNC, and they do.
All right, so, I got a question for you then. I'm going to put you on the spot. Oh, it's another three letters. Can you tell us what these three letters stand for? GOP.
GOP?
GOP. It is a political thing.
Government. No?
Wrong.
Wait, whoa.
Well, you're not right. So if you're not right,
okay, there's Democrat and Republican.
Yeah.
What there's is a G? GOC? Is that what you said?
GOP.
GOP?
Yeah, you know me.
You're really flustering her right now. I don't know if you can tell.
I don't think
she doesn't
she's
know.
So red right now.
All right, how about we give you the first two words?
Okay.
Grand, ol, or old?
Grand, old.
P.
What?
President? Grand, old.
It's not a Cardi B song, so don't go with that word.
Grand, old.
Miley Cyrus had one in the USA.
Party! It stands for Grand Old Party.
Grand Old Party.
Yes.
That's the one.
GOP.
Is that like a...
Another term for Republican Party.
No way, really?
Yeah. I wouldn't lie to you.
They're called a Grand Old Party?
How are you learning this in 2024?
This is adorable.
Are you almost 40?
They're not called a Grand Old Party.
Oh, yes.
Do we have another... Like, do Democrats have another nickname? Are we just DNCs?
The DOP.
Why?
The DAP.
I don't want to know what a DAP is.
Get a bucket and a mop.
A grand old party?
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds so fun. I want to be part of the GOP.
It was at this moment that Sarah became a Republican because it just sounds like fun. Oh, God bless you.
Oh, boy, Rockaholics.
Never change. Please never change.
I seriously apologize to everyone listening, especially if my husband's listening, because he's going to kill me.
Also, he says I need to play this for my wife later. Maybe to make her feel better.
The GOP!
Yeah, you know me.
He is considered the greatest competitive eater of all time, and his next battle will happen live on Netflix. It is called Chestnut versus Kobayashi Unfinished Beef. It's very fitting that we're wearing hot dog shirts today. Woo! Steve Miggs.
Beef.
Joey Chestnut will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, it is almost Labor Day weekend, yes, where there are traditions from barbecues to camping, but we want everybody to skip their regular Labor Day weekend plans because there's something epic happening, and the person we want to hear from is on the phone right now, and it's Joey Chestnut. Joey Chestnut,
Joey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be on with you guys.
Joey, I thought that the most hyped up fight that was going to happen on Netflix was going to be Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, but no, it's you and Kobayashi, unfinished beef.
Dude, this is a real rivalry. He won't even stand in the same room with me. I'm still blocked on all social. Like Jake, Paul and Tyson, they're like hugging each other. We're going to be pushing each other to the breaking point.
Oh, for a second I thought you had beef with Mike Tyson. I'm like, Joey, that's a terrible idea.
No. I'm not getting near those guys. Yeah. They'll eat me.
Yeah, he'll eat ears. He'll eat you after you eat a hot dog.
Joey Chestnut, whose idea was this? Who was the one that threw down?
Oh, my gosh. It was a couple years ago I did a radio interview. I told people that I would love to compete against them again. Somebody who worked for Netflix said, oh, my God, this sounds great. And they started talking to both parties, and 2 years later, it came together.
Wow.
And people can watch this live on Netflix Monday, September 2nd at noon, and it's taking place in Las Vegas at HyperX Arena inside of the Luxor. What are you doing as far as training and preparing and getting yourself all psyched up for this massive showdown?
This is pretty much the biggest eating contest ever. My biggest rival. Every time we go against each other, we're breaking records. And it's, I haven't made a hot dog record in a few years. And I know that, having him there, the motivation, is going to be, it's there. And I'm going to, we're talking close to 80 hot dogs, I think.
Wow.
And, he's amazing. So I can't be lazy. I don't know what he's capable of, but, he's going to push it hard, and I'm going in hungry.
This might be a silly question because it's at the arena, and I know you've had eating competitions in front of so many people. Does it ever get in your head that there are people watching you eat? Like, does that distract you at all?
So the funny thing is, so when I was younger, I was kind of ashamed, that I'd eat fast and I'd be like self conscious, and so when my friend signed me up to my first contest, I was like, oh, I don't really want to eat fast in front of people. I thought it'd be weird, but I remember my first time doing a contest. I was like, oh my God, it's crazy. I don't have to hold back. And they're yelling at me to keep eating. And it was like love at first bite. And it's like the perfect scenario for, I don't have to hold back or feel ashamed of it. It's beautiful.
So there's going to be Chestnut fans. There's going to be Kobayashi fans. Did they talk smack? Do the fans talk smack to you guys as you're eating ever?
I've had a couple hecklers, and Kobayashi's had some, but usually it's a very positive environment, and where they're just yelling at us to keep going, don't slow down, and so the energy helps. We're pushing through. Your body's telling you one thing, and you know what you're capable of, so you just have to ignore all your feelings and just keep going.
And you are the world
runner.
You are the world record holder. You ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. What is Kobayashi's personal record?
Oh, last time we competed hot dogs, he did 64 and a half. But that year, I only did 68. So I'm a believer that he's gotten better over the years, and same as me. And it's gonna. I cannot get complacent because then I'm really slow and lazy.
And I was talking to Joey Chestnut. Chestnut versus Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef, which is going to be on Netflix Monday, September 2nd at noon. I was hoping you could help us for a second. So a member of our show, Sarah, her husband, George, recently competed in a food eating competition and won it in the amateur competition. And now he's hooked. And he recorded a question for you. So I was hoping that you'd be willing to hear his question.
What kind of food was he eating?
It was mini donuts.
Oh, I love mini donuts.
Yes, five different kinds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so George has a question for you. We recorded the question, so we're going to play it for you, and we want to get your response, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, babe, you recently competed in your first eating competition, and you won. So we are talking to the one and only Joey Chestnut. Do you have any questions for him?
Oh, yeah. How do I train to win, but without, like, working out? Like, I don't want to work out. I just want to, like, be able to, like, smash 70 hot dogs and not be, like, a total fat ass. I don't know. Because I'm not trying to work out.
So you don't want to work out, but you don't want to be, like, super, super big, but you still want to be able to eat all the things and win.
Yeah.
Okay. Joey, is that possible?
Don't tell me I have to work out.
There you go, Joey.
It is kind of possible because you can't, like, if you have a bad diet, you can't work it off. So I go into a calorie deficit before every contest or every practice. Oh. I do a cleanse, make sure I'm absolutely empty. And then afterwards, I go, and it's just a high-fiber green diet. So your body can only absorb so many calories in a short amount of time. So as soon as I can, eat, even if I'm not hungry, it's just greens. And then eventually I'll introduce proteins. But I stay away from sugar after events. And then usually I can get back to my normal weight in about 3-4 days. When I was younger, it was faster. But, so the most important thing is diet afterwards. Get in that calorie deficit. But then it's almost addicting. You're going from these ultra lows to crazy highs. And then it's like our ancestors. Our ancestors didn't eat 3 meals a day every day. There was points where they started hunting when they were hungry. And it's kind of weird, but it's natural.
And do you have one last word of wisdom for George? Can you just address George and just wish him luck for his future eating endeavors?
Oh, George, dude. Ignore your feelings and stay hungry.
Yeah. Let's go.
Joey Chestnut, people can follow you at Joey Chestnut and Joey Chestnut on social media. And we are so excited to tune in live on Netflix Monday, September 2nd at noon. Chestnut versus Kobayashi, unfinished beef.
Thank you, Joey.
Hey, thank you. You guys are awesome.
You rock, thanks, man. Thanks. Really appreciate it. Take care.
So we've heard from Joey Chestnut.
And ignore your feelings, George.
Yeah.
We know that Sarah's husband has competed in a mini donuts eating competition. So what about you? Have you ever competed in an eating competition? Steve Miggs, have you?
Just like a chicken wings, but it was more about just a, can you suck down the heat?
Oh, yeah. 206-803-ROCK. If you have ever competed in an eating competition, we would love to hear from you. And we will take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever thrown down in an eating competition? Give us a call and tell us about it. And big thanks to Joey Chestnut. He joined us just earlier this morning and we were chatting with him and asked him to give Sarah's husband, George, a little bit of advice now that he wants to be a competitive eater.
And do you have one last word of wisdom for George? Can you just address George and just wish him luck for his future eating endeavors?
Oh, George, dude. Ignore your feelings and stay hungry.
Yeah. Let's go. I love that. Ignore your feelings, stay hungry. But I think my favorite part was just, there was like a moment of like childlike enthusiasm when he found out what George competed in. Her husband, George, recently competed in a food eating competition and won it in the amateur competition. And now he's hooked.
What kind of food was he eating?
It was mini donuts.
Oh, I love mini donuts.
Yes, 5 different kinds.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Just like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love mini donuts.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Brother Joe in Renton, tell us about the competition your fraternity would put on.
Uh-oh.
So as opposed to, hey, guys, good morning, first off. As opposed to promoting drinking only booze, my fraternity would do a case race, but it was a case of Capri Sun.
Oh. Which flavor?
12 Capri Sun. Typically the original flavor, which is that fruit punch style.
Yep.
And there's 12 Capri Suns in a case, and it's not hard to do. What's fun about it and kind of funny to watch is that around your 10th Capri Sun in a row, your body actually rejects the sugar, and it forces you to throw up.
Oh.
Now, it might sound bad, but if you've never thrown up something freshly eaten or drank that is sugary and good, it's actually not that bad. It's an enjoyable throw up because it just tastes like cold Capri Sun coming up. And ultimately,
we call that bonding.
The goal is to who can handle throwing up and then keep drinking.
Oh.
Out of the four years, I did win two of the 2 years, and I got down 19. Was my host
19?
Again, you're violently throwing up at the end.
Oh, my God. That's
thanks for the fun story, Brother Joe. I love it.
Matthew.
That's called fraternity bonding right there.
It sure is. Yeah. Matthew in Clearview, what was your competitive eating competition?
Well, our local town held a blueberry festival, so I won a blueberry pie eating contest.
Is that just a singular pie and it's like a race to finish first, or how did it work?
It's one whole 8-inch pie with no hands, face first into the pie. And what was I? I was 13 or 14, just before my freshman year, and I won it.
How many pies did you crush?
The adults too.
How many pies did you crush?
It was just one pie. Whoever eat one pie the fastest.
Yeah. That, I got you. Yeah, and no hands. That's hard.
No hands. No, it is hard. Your teeth scrape on the bottom of the tin.
I just gave me a...
Do you enjoy blueberry pie now?
No, I don't like blueberries at all.
Well, blackberries are better anyway.
Brandon from McCleary, tell us about your competitive eating situation.
So when I was probably about 8 or 9 years old, we were at the roller rink on Thanksgiving Day. And I ended up doing the hokey pokey and landing on the right number. And we had to eat a cherry pie behind our back or with our hands behind our back. So I ended up not winning. I got second place just because I didn't clean the whole plate. But my mom, she was a great mother and is a great mother. And she ended up pulling $4 or $5 in quarters out of her purse and giving it to me as a consolation prize.
Aww, oh, that is a good mom right there.
You know, these parents with these participation awards, I tell you. Somebody did text in on 7-Eleven Day. We did that extreme gulp Slurpee race. I had 3 brain freezes, but came out victorious. I've not had a brain freeze since. That was 20 years ago. That was one of my scariest moments in radio. I remember I was giving away tickets to a concert, and we were at a Jamba Juice, and we thought it'd be funny. I was like, we'll have a Jamba Juice drinking contest so you could drink them the fastest, and didn't think about brain freezes. Well, kind of thought about them, didn't realize that if you got an extreme brain freeze, you'll just go down.
No.
And somebody went down. I thought we killed them, and I was like, this contest has to end. This was a terrible idea. And then they came right back up and they were like, this is awesome. I'm like, oh yeah, it is awesome. Don't sue us.
Rockaholics, our friend Steve Miggs over here is still sitting pretty with 69 losses in Beat Miggs for the year. His entire year is 231 wins. Very impressive.
Thank
69
you.
Losses.
Even more impressive.
38 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Miggs at 750. The Daily Miggs
Show. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.